This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. HaToifel, Toifel is a lashon of Tofel. Klicheres HaBori, a healthy, that's what it means literally, Bori. What it means is a solid kli that's not about to fall apart. It's a klicheres. And he puts on what's a Tofel. In verb form, it means he adds on a little bit of a piece outside to firm up. Maybe he's afraid of a crack, so he puts on a little bit of an outer surface, something to hold the surface together. We'll see that this halacha does not seem to be a halacha specifically in Kli Cheres. The Mishnah is going to make a point which is not unique to Kli Cheres, but the case is a little bit more complicated because we're talking about Kli Cheres. What's the etzem halacha? What's the shayla? The shayla is he smears on some type of substance to hold the surface a little bit better, this way it shouldn't fall apart. The kli becomes tummy. Reb Meir, Reb Shimon mitame. Reb Meir and Reb Shimon are mitame. Anything that touches the tvelo, the substance which is being mechazik the kli, which is a tofel to the kli, is it a chelik of the kli? That's the shayla. It touched the surface. Is it mitame the kli? So we see the tvelus, the teufel, as a chelik of the kli. That's the shita of Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. Somebody who's putting it on the outside as a preventive measure. So that's not part of the kli and therefore tohor. However, the es ru'ua, if he's putting it on the surface of a kli that's cracked already, the kli is still a kli. There, it's a necessary part of the kli because you don't see the kli as a David ha'imid b'fnei atzmai. Maybe be'etzim, it's not considered a shvira because it's not letting out, like we've had the halachas before, it's not letting out that much on a significant way, but l'maisa, the ticha on the outside, the tvelus, is holding up the kli, and therefore it's part of the kli, and therefore the kuliyama, it's tummy. Now, there's a nekudah here with me, like we said, we're talking over here about kli cheres. That's a discussion that we just had, has nothing to do specifically with kli cheres. You can have the same discussion on a kli eitz or any other substance. However, the question is, what exactly are we talking about? What touched what and what becomes tame? Remember that a kli cheres only becomes tame ba'avir from the inside, not from the outside. So what did it touch? The surface that's being mischazik is from the outside. So it touched the outside? That's not tame. So look at the Rav, comes from the Rash, and what you're going to have to say is, the discussion is not that the Dover HaMetame touched the Tvelo. It touched the Kli, the Shaila is, does the Tvelo become Tome with it? Is it part of the Kli that it itself is Mekabel Tome? Or what you'll say is, you could peel it off, you put it on another Kli. It's not part of the Kli, it's not Tome, and therefore you can be Mitzarif it to another Kli. That would seem to be the discussion. However, there is a makom to say, and this is l'chayr l'fi the Rambam, you could say this. There's a discussion that we had earlier on in Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel, that it could be that the gzeira where they were machmir, that mashke v'oichum, which be'etzem deraisa could only become a rishon l'tum, it can't become a sheni, and it could only be nitma idei avatum. The question is, when they were gozer and mashke, that it does become tome, otu mashkin, which have a din of avatum, the way we discussed over there, we discussed at Tzad that the Rambam holds that they were machmir out of the regular rules and they were metame that even begav kli cheres. Even the gav of a kli cheres is nitma al yedei magash or mashkim tmeim. So you'll make the case into that. We're talking about mashkim tmeim that touched the tofel of the outside of a kli cheres. That's what would be tame, of course, only on a drabana level. We said that the Ravid argues that Mashkim Tmeim can't be worse than any other Tumen Kli Cheres. So maybe you'll have to say the first pshat that we said, that we're not talking about touch the Tofel, but the Tofel, the Shalas, whether it becomes Tomei or to the rest of the Kli. We'll be Moisiv, Mishnah Achrein, and another Achrein discussed that the Machlekes over here is by any surface which is protecting a Kli, whether the fact that it provides protection to the Kli gives it a shame of a yad of a kli. Yad of a kli is a bazunder halacha, that tumah can be transmitted not only from the kli with the place kibble itself, but from the yad, the added part that helps the kli function. The question is whether something which is not helping the kli function, it's just there al shem ha'osid, that when this kli becomes shvacher, worn out, it will be holding up the kli. Whether that's already considered a yad of a kli, that's the machlekes tanoim over here. The Mishnah finishes off with one haysofa v'chein b'chiduk ha-kirua. The same machlekes tanoim will be chiduk is similar to the word hiduk. Hodek heitiv b'loshen chazal means attached firmly. Chiduk with a ches, hiduk with a hey, sometimes hey and ches are interchangeable, the mafashim say over here. So they're arguing on, you take a delas, which is a gird, and the olden days, they used to carve out a gird, would be able to be dried out in the sun, and it would function as a kli. They used to use it for mashkin, you find many places in Shas. And since it grows from the ground, it could be considered kliates. This, by the way, goes back to what we said before, that this discussion, the machlokes tanoim, is not about kli ches specifically. So there was something that would hold up the chalokim of the gird of the kirua together, the dlas yevesha, and it's hollow. So they put some type of ring around it, and it was mahadik the chalokim together, the shalos again. Right now it could hold. The shalos eventually it's going to give. So the ring that holds it up is here and now, but you really don't need it now. The shalos, whether that's considered a yad of the kli. That's the machloikis. Mishnevov, yablis. There's another halacha about chalokim that are tfelim to a kli. Yablis is some type of wet grass, and they put it shetoflim bo es hapitosin. A very obscure definition over here. It's some type of wet material, some type of something that grows from the ground. Patisin is some type of kli that they used to put liquid into, and kanira, that's very, it's the type of thing that falls apart. Picture maybe a dugma, just lasabes oisin, would be our concept of a paper cup, which eventually, if you take a paper cup to the sink and you fill it up over and over again, eventually it'll fall apart. And there's a famous discussion, legam nitil zidayim, is it a kli, is it not a kli? Something that can't last, not a plastic cup. Plastic cup passions are clean, even though it's disposable. But a paper cup will fall apart if you turn on the faucet full force. 2, 3, 4 times, it falls apart. So this is something like that. That, by the way, with a paper cup is a discussion. But like we said, the truth is discussed. Rumaisha comes up very often. People go away on trips, picnics, and so on. In any case, this yablis over here, they would use it to shore up the surface of these pitosin, these big pitchers, in order to hold the surface together. So the shaila is whether it's considered part of it, whether it's nitma, the same noise that we were discussing in Mishnah. It doesn't say over here, by the way, that we're talking about kli cheres. So over here the Mishnah says tomei. It seems that we don't have the machlokes that we had in Mishnah, machlokes Rumei and Reb Shimon against the Chachamim. Some of Hashem say because the yablis was something that they always used. Or maybe they used yablis only on a pitas, on that type of kli. On a regular kli, yablis maybe made it stick better. So maybe everybody will mask him to yablis. Or you'll say that on a pitas, since yablis is always used, that becomes the derech of making that kli. That's of course part of the kli. It's not a teufel that was toch onto the kli cheres in the previous Mishnah. So those are the possibilities I explain the Mishnah. Megufas chovis. Here we're talking about Megufas Chavis Belosh and Chazal is the stopper that closes up a barrel. The stopper, by the way, wasn't on top, the way we have a cork in a bottle of wine. It was on the side. They had in a Chavis where there was an opening, and there's a bunch, it's called, where they stuff it up. Maybe over here it does mean on the top, but in any case, in a Chibur, even if it's sealed tight, the barrel is sealed tight for storage, and the bunch is now tightly in because it's sealed down with tit, with cement. I feel like it's not part of the kli. So Mela, the tumah that it touches is not metama that. Now over here also, you have that the bunch itself, the megufa, can't be considered a kli by itself because it doesn't have a kli kibul, doesn't have a toich. So the only shaila is whether it's part of the chavis. Now, when you look at the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis, and also in Hilchos Chilin Perek Chov, the Rambam very clearly brings the noise of Chovis and Megufa when we're talking about Mashkim Tmeim that touch the outside of the Chovis, whether the Megufa as well is Tomei, whether it's a Chelik of the Kli, and it's also Mekabel the Tomei. However, when you look at the other cases, the earlier cases of Teufel, what the Rambam seems to understand the case of the Mishnah is if something was mitame the klicheres mibifnim, and that's how klicheres is mekabel toma, whether the teufel is part of the kli to be nitma al yidei that which touched the inside. Why is the Rambam mechalik between the two? So the Chaznish explains that it was poshut to the Rambam that we're not talking over here about where the teufel or the megufa wasn't on the kli, wasn't part of the kli when it became nitma. The only time there would be a tzad over here that it becomes part of the kli and it's mekabel tumah along with the rest of the kli is only when it's part of the kli b'shas the kabbalas tumah. It's not enough of a chibur that's part of the kli if it was added on later becomes part of the kli tumah. It's something that stands by itself. It's only if it was part of the kli whether it was also mekabel tumah, like a yad of a kli, the way we explained. That being said, the megufa that blocks up the chavis and now nothing can touch inside of the chavis. It's a klicheres, nothing could touch inside. If nothing could touch inside, so clearly what we're talking about is something touched from the outside. Outside? Klicheres is not nitma me gavoy. So it has to be talking about mashkim tmeim, and you have to go with that chiddush, that mashkim tmeim will be metame klicheres me gavoy, the way we explain it according to the Rambam. Whereas the case of teufel, you don't have to say that. The kli is open. Something fell in, and the shaila is whether the teufel that's attached to the kli is mekabel tum along with it. This is the Chaznish's hesber of how to learn these two mishnayos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.